VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 9 people are dead and 30 missing after a powerful earthquake hit northern Japan Thursday morning. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The quake on Japan's northernmost main island of Hokkaido triggered dozens of landslides that crushed houses under torrents of rocks and timber, prompting frantic efforts to unearth survivors. As well as the deaths, officials say hundreds have been injured and dozens unaccounted for. Nearly 3 million households have been left without power by the quake, the latest in an exhausting run of natural disasters for Japan. As well, the heavy tremors paralyzed normal business on the island as blackouts cut off water to homes, immobilized trains and airports, causing flight cancellations and shuttering phone systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top Trump administration officials are denying that they wrote a column published in the New York Times newspaper criticizing President Trump. Administration officials are trying to find out who wrote it. The newspaper says it was written by a senior administration official. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With the president furious over an attack from within, denials are coming in from Vice President Pence's office down through the cabinet, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who says he didn't write the piece, and whoever did should step down.
If you're not in a position to execute the commander's intent, you have a singular option. It is to leave.
National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats is among those also denying any role in the piece. With several prominent officials saying they weren't involved, the pressure could now be on others to follow suit, with questions raised about those who don't. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say 4 people are dead, including a gunman in a shooting at a bank in Cincinnati, Ohio. The mayor says the gunman was actively shooting innocent victims. He called it a horrific scene. This is VOA News.